Canterlot, Cloudsdale, Ponyville, Equestria. Every story needs a setting, and for stories as fantastical as those contained in My Little Pony, deserve a fantastical setting like Equestria. Deriving from the word equestrian, the land of Equestria is home to earth ponies, pegasi, unicorns, dragons, phoenixes, and a host of other strange and unique creatures. This video certainly won't cover every location and denizen within the magical land of Equestria, but it should serve as a solid introduction to the world. To begin with, let's delve into the history of Equestria and its foundation. Many years prior to the current era of Equestria, there lived three separate tribes of ponies. The pegasi, winged ponies that can control the weather, the unicorns, horned ponies that can perform magic, and earth ponies, strong ponies that possess a powerful connection to nature. These tribes cared only for themselves, but the pegasi and unicorns both demanded food from the earth ponies. In return for the food, the pegasi would maintain the weather, and the unicorns would bring about day and night. This fragile relationship continued for some amount of time, until a massive blizzard struck the land, causing a food shortage. The three leaders of the tribes met to decide on a course of action, but this only led to arguments. Each leader decided separately that the only option was to locate a new land in which to grow food and prosper. The tribes each traveled to a new land, crossing through forests, mountains, and clouds, and each settled the land for themselves. Unfortunately, they came to realize that each settled the same land, and more heated arguments ensued. In the midst of the arguments, the group noticed that the blizzard had reached their new land as well. The ponies found a cave to get out of the blizzard, and the arguments continued. The blizzard crept into the cave, freezing the leaders of the three tribes solid. The advisors to the leaders realized that the blizzard is being unnaturally caused by wendigos, ice spirits who feed off of fighting and hatred. The advisors grew a bond of friendship, singing songs and telling stories, causing the ice to melt and the wendigos to be destroyed with the magic of the fire of friendship. The tribes learned the power of love and harmony, and they named the new land Equestria. The capital of Equestria, Canterlot, is founded and made the seat of royal power in the land. The Grand Galloping Gala is held there annually, and is overall the center of high society in Equestria. Two Alicorn sisters, ponies possessing traits from all three tribes, are coronated as princesses in the hope of upholding the newly found harmony among the tribes. At some point in this early history, Discord, a creature made up of an amalgam of animal parts, became ruler of Equestria. During his reign, unrest and unhappiness spread across Equestria. The princesses, Celestia and Luna, used the elements of harmony, six supernatural artifacts representing aspects of friendship, to turn Discord into stone. The princesses would then begin to rule Equestria in tandem, and harmony returned. The unicorns discover that using their magic to raise the sun and moon every day permanently drains them, and thus responsibility for this is handed over to the princesses. The princesses, being Alicorns, are capable of continually raising the sun and moon without problems, with Celestia in charge of the sun, and Luna in charge of the moon. Unfortunately, Luna notices that the ponies are all active during the day, but sleep through the night when she raises the moon. She eventually refused to lower the moon, and her resentment morphed her into a wicked creature of darkness, Nightmare Moon. Celestia reluctantly used the elements of harmony to banish her sister to the moon, restoring peace to Equestria and taking over her sister's duties. Over the years, ponies from the three tribes would spread out across Equestria and found a number of towns. Ponyville, located within sight of Canterlot and bordered by the Everfree Forest, was founded by earth ponies. Ponyville is home to the main six and is the setting for many events in Equestria. Cloudsdale, the Cloud City, is located in the skies northwest of Ponyville and is mainly populated by pegasi, as they can walk on clouds. Non-pegasi can use unicorns' magic in order to travel to Cloudsdale and walk on the clouds there. Cloudsdale hosts the Best Young Flyer competition, an aerial performance contest, as well as a weather factory where snowflakes, rainbows, and clouds are made and distributed across Equestria. Manhattan is a large, industrious city located in the northeast of Equestria. Philadelphia is a metropolitan city populated by ponies and dragons. And Las Pegasus is another cloud city that is a popular tourist destination for Pegasi. Other locations in Equestria include the mysterious Everfree Forest near Ponyville. Ponies consider the place unnatural due to its ability to thrive despite lack of pony intervention. Plants grow on their own, animals take care of themselves, and the weather is not controlled by Pegasi. Inside the forest is the Tree of Harmony, where the elements of harmony were originally found, and the Castle of the Two Sisters, where Princess Celestia and Luna used to live. Froggy Bottom Bog is a stretch of swampland home to a vicious hydra, and the Dragonlands is a volcanic island home to dragons and phoenixes. There are numerous other locations within Equestria featuring a wide range of climates and biomes, such as canyons, deserts, mountains, and waterfalls. These lands are populated by a variety of sentient species, including sea serpents, buffalo, griffins, gargoyles, and changelings, creatures possessing both pony and insect traits that can take the forms of other ponies. Overall, this is just a small piece of the scope of Equestria, but I hope that it has been interesting or educational. Equestria is certainly not without its troubles, as no story could do without them, but Equestria certainly is a land where friendship really is magic.